Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of Lotte Lehmann, born February 27, 1888. She died in 1976 at the age of 88. Called one of the greatest interpreters of German song or Lieder, we are going to compare her studio recordings with live ones. And you can follow along with the original words and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. We'll begin with Mozart's Die Verschweigung, Concealment, in which a young man chases a maiden, and at the end of each verse you'll hear, Und ist jung und sie ist schön, ich will nichts weiter sagen, and he is young and she is beautiful, I won't say any more. We'll begin with the studio recording of 1935 and compare that to the Town Hall performance of 1949.
Mehr als zur Hälfte zu verstehen.
I know you'll excuse the sound quality when you realize that you're hearing some amazing classic performances. Just now you heard Lotte Lehmann live in Mozart's Die Verschweigung, Concealment, from 1949 with Paul Ulanowski piano. That was preceded by the same song from a studio recording of 1935 with Erner Balog piano. Did you have a preference? Let's sharpen your ears even more with five songs from Robert Schumann's Dichterliebe, Poet's Love. Again, we'll begin with the songs in a studio recording and then compare them with the same songs live. Remember, you can follow the poems and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now you'll hear those same songs, but in a live performance.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to compare Lotte Lehmann's studio recordings with her live performances. We just heard five songs from Robert Schumann's Dichterliebe, Poet's Love, from a 1943 live performance with Paul Ulanowski piano. That was preceded by those same songs recorded in 1941 with Bruno Walter, the pianist. I know there are sonic differences, but did you find Lehmann more expressive or free in one or the other? Let's continue on the birthday celebration for Lotte Lehmann and hear two live performances, but the comparison is between orchestra-accompanied and piano-accompanied. Lehmann performed them both in 1938. The song is by Richard Strauss, and one of his favorites, Ständchen or Serenade.
Komm,
Performances, both live, of Stenchen or Serenade by Strauss, with Lotte Lehmann, whose birthday we're celebrating on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. We're hearing comparisons. In the next set, we'll hear an RCA studio recording of three Hugo Wolf songs from 1939, and then the same songs live from 1938. In both cases, Paul Lenovsky is the pianist. The Wolf songs are Nun lass uns Frieden schließen, let's stop fighting. Und willst du deinen Liebsten sterben sehen, do you want to see your lover die? And Der Knabe und das Imlein, the lad and the bee. The German words and translations can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
verstummt die Vögelei, summt an der Sonnenblume ein Himmlein ganz allein. Mein Lieb hat einen Garten, da steht ein hübsches Innenhaus. Kommst du daher geflogen, schiebt sie dich nach mir raus. Oh nein, du feiner Knabe, es hieß mich niemand Boten gehen. Dies Kind weiß nichts von Liebe, hat dich noch kaum gesehen. Was wüssten auch die Mädchen, wenn sie kaum aus der Schule sind? Dein Herz, allerliebster Schätzchen, ist noch ein Mutterkind. Ich bring ihm Wachs und Honig, ade. Ich habe ein ganzes Pfund. Wie wird das Schätzchen lachen? Ihm wässert schon der Mund. Ach, wollest du ihr sagen, ich wüsste, was viel süßer ist. Nichts Liebliches auf Erden, als wenn man Herz und küsst. Nichts Liebliches.
Now you'll hear those same Hugo Wolf songs in a live performance.
Thank you.
Of the sonic limitations, what fascinating Hugelwolf songs. First, you heard Lehmann sing them in the recording studio and then live in recital. They all demonstrate Lehmann's generous singing. It's as if she really is thrilled to be sharing the song with us. The pianist, in both cases, was Paul Ulanowski. The next comparison will be Beethoven's Freudvoll und Leidvoll, Joyful and Sorrowful. The first version will be with a small ensemble accompanying Lehmann, and it was recorded in 1932. The live version was heard in California in 1949.
Glücklich allein ist die Seele, die liebt. Glücklich allein ist die Seele.
close with Lotte Lehmann singing Paladil's Psyche and Hans' Infidelité. Yes, Lehmann also sang French Mélodie. These are both recorded in the RCA studio with Paul Lanowski piano. This has been Singing and Other Sins. You can leave suggestions or comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find a link to the archives of many programs. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.